Welcome to XO Amanda Rose, a podcast that talks all things love, dating, relationships, and everything in between. Amanda is a nationally renowned celebrity matchmaker, dating expert, and entrepreneur with several national companies in the dating industry. She is obsessed with helping you achieve radical love, living the life of your dreams, and having the time of your life along the way. If you're looking to up-level your love life, you've come to the right place. Sit back, grab a glass of champagne, and let's get started.
Hey, love bug. So I had to get on here and do this podcast really quick because, oh my goodness. So what I have been noticing in the dating world lately is a real struggle with being authentic and communicating our truth and being open. And man, does that put a damper on dating and relationships. We cannot go into, we can't date and expect to find the one or expect to find these healthy relationships if we can't communicate healthy ourselves. And, and I'm talking from a place of experience. I'm not just pulling this out of my ass. I am talking from a place of experience because here's the thing. Before I was a matchmaker, before I came into the dating industry, I was a hot mess in relationships. And I knew after my divorce, I was a common denominator. It kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, why do I keep attracting these same type of men? Why are my relationships not working? I mean, it was the same pattern from like high school to my marriage and to the divorce. And I kept attracting these same men over and over and over again. And it just like hit me like a ton of bricks. I was the common denominator. I can't blame it on the men. Maybe they were an asshole to me. Maybe they did things that were horrible or whatever. But I kept picking them. I kept letting them come into my life. I let them stay in my life. I married them. So I was the common denominator in all of those relationships. So when that hit me, it was like that huge light bulb moment that something had to change. And it wasn't just like with my dating relationships. It was also from my childhood. Like I never learned how to truly communicate. I never learned what healthy communication was like. And I carried that on into my relationships. So I knew I had to make a change. And that's where it kind of all started to come together. Okay. When that hit me, I knew I had to uncover what was going on. I had to start communicating with as being authentic and open and speaking my truth. But I was so bad at it, guys, that I had to go study it. I went back to college. I went back to college and decided to switch my major to communication because I sucked at it so bad that I wanted to learn how to do it successfully. And I studied intimate communication, interpersonal communication, and that was like really my focus topics. And I am so glad that I did that. But the thing is, you don't have to go back to college to learn that. There are so many tools out there, books and podcasts and so many great things that will help you learn how to communicate. Counselors and therapists and coaches that will teach you how to communicate successfully. And most of the work that I learned was from like books and, certain relationship experts that really just changed my thought process and my mindset around relationships and communication. And that's when I started this journey of learning how to communicate and be open in my dating life. And once I did that, the game started to change and it just kept getting better and better and better. And I started to attract more healthy relationships, more healthy dating patterns. They didn't always work. That's okay. But it led me to who I'm with today. And I can say I can communicate with more ease and flow and confidence than ever before. And he does the same with me. I mean, sometimes we say things that we're like, it's hard to hear, but it's authentic and we're open about it and we're honest. So that's the difference between my communication style today And, you know, 15 years ago when it completely sucked and I didn't know how to be authentic, I didn't speak my truth. I kind of shut down and didn't tell people what I was feeling and all that stuff. So, but I see that in the world today. I see that in this dating, you know, culture. People don't communicate. They ghost instead of owning their shit and, you know, approaching someone and telling them exactly what they're feeling, what they're thinking. They waste people's time because they're not being authentic with the conversation. They lead people on instead of just telling them, hey, this isn't working out. You know, there's so much just garbage going on in communication that it's really affecting the dating culture. It's affecting future relationships. If you're not authentic and real and open and honest with the person you're dating today or the people that you are casually dating, you're going to attract more of that into your life. You're going to attract more of that into who you choose as a partner, because like attracts like every single time. So if you're putting out the vibe of being, you know, you're not being authentic, you're being dishonest, you're not speaking your truth, you're playing games, then you're going to attract more of that into your dating life. So don't expect to find this healthy mindset person, this commitment-minded person, this healthy mindset person, this high-value person, if you're not that person. You have to become who you want to attract. I'm not saying you have to be 100% perfect. None of us are. But you have to work on that, because there are simple things like don't lie, don't ghost, speak your truth, don't play games. You know, like the common courtesy things that we should have learned when we were like five. So I'm just going to give you like five ways really quick on how to communicate more effectively, how to open that door to healthy communication, and really how to just tune into it. Because I promise you, when you start doing this, man, you're going to feel powerful. You're going to feel more confident in who you are. Your standards are going to raise. You're going to start attracting more high quality people and not these game players. The game is going to start to change for you. I promise, not just in your dating life, but in your relationships, your long-term relationship. Because you want to set yourself up not only for success in finding someone now, but you want to set yourself up for success in your future relationship, okay? So we have to learn what's going on here. The first thing I want you to do, number one, is to journal your feelings. What is going on up in your head? Get that all out on paper. You know, oftentimes we jumble it all up in our head. We don't get it out. It creates frustration. It creates blocks. It creates those, you know, we don't know what to say. We don't know what to communicate. Get it out on paper. Journal, journal, journal. Get it all out. I have some really great journal prompts that I'm going to put in a course based around creating this healthy, authentic relationship to really help people to tune in and focus on what to journal, what to get out, and how to process those feelings. But right now, as a simple step, I want you just to grab a journal and start journaling those feelings. If you're dating someone, journal about that person. What are you struggling with? What do you like? What don't you like? Do you see yourself in a relationship with them? Do you have fun with them? Journal it all out on paper and just brain dump. Get it all out. When we do that, more clarity comes. Okay. So number two, I want you to make a true commitment to connection. Like commit 100%, 110% to creating true connections. No more playing games. No more, you know, dating here and there casually. You know, I want you to make that true commitment to creating connections, not only with your friends, your family, but the person you're dating. Even that first date, make that commitment to create a true connection. Maybe it doesn't work out, totally fine. But when you walk into that date, I want you to go in with the mindset of, what can I find out that's great about this person? How can I make this night great? I'm going to enjoy myself. Set that intention. Walk in there with purpose. Don't put any pressure on the date, like, this is the one, I really want this to be the one, that lets off that needy attachment energy. Instead, I want you to go in there and have them, I want it to, your energy to be just to flow and to be easy. And I want you to create those, that true connection with that stranger that's sitting across from you. Make it a good conversation. Don't rely on the other person to make the conversation. We have to learn how to make those connections and make the conversation. Learn as much as you can about that person. Because oftentimes, you know, on first dates, people get nervous. They're not themselves. But when we are open and we allow people to be themselves, it creates such a better atmosphere. Man, you can really make a good friend, or who knows, that could be your future partner. So number two, commit to true connection. Okay, number three, be honest, folks. Such a simple like step, but so many people miss it. Be honest. We need that just complete 100% honesty in dating relationships today. There's so much like fakeness and game playing that, man, if you're dating multiple people, tell them. You're not exclusive. Be honest. You know, like, if you're, be honest with who you are at that moment. I'm not saying reveal your whole life story, but don't make up stuff. Don't make up a story. Be honest about who you are. And I'm not saying, you know, give them all the dirt. Don't give them all the dirt. Don't give them all the baggage or the drama. Keep that out of it. Of course, you don't have to like let it all out, to be honest, but you can be honest by not playing games, be authentic in your conversation, don't ghost them, just show up with honesty. Super simple step we learned when we were young, and it still goes so far today. Okay, number four, break the negative patterns. Okay, so let's think about it. You have your journal out. What are those negative patterns that you have today? We all have them. I still have negative patterns that I'm working on, but we all have some type of negative pattern that we're trying to shift that we're either not aware of, or we are aware of it and we're still doing it. But the thing is here, it's all about growth, right? I mean, a negative pattern can be like our eating habits. Are they healthy enough? Are we feeding our body with the things that fuel us and make us healthy? Are we working out? Are we taking care of our body? You know, some people, a negative habit could be, or pattern could be smoking, or it could be gossip. It could be drama. It could be, there's so many different things that could be a negative pattern. I want you to really look at your like five past dates, and I want you to find those negative patterns within those dates. Like, did you go into the date and think automatically, what can I find out that's wrong about this person? Or like, did you have the mindset, why are they still single? They must have done this. Or why are they divorced? Well, you're still single. You might not be divorced, but you're still single. So what are those negative patterns that you're bringing into these relationships or these dates? There might be something. I'm almost positive there's something, because you're not in a successful relationship yet. Okay. So I want you to break those negative patterns. Be aware of your actions, your thoughts. Oftentimes we think things and we don't even realize it, because we have been thinking these negative limiting beliefs for so long. And our friends and family sometimes, you know, also think those things. So we think it's normal, but it's not. So I want you to, if you start thinking of something that's wrong about this person, or bad, or a negative, you know, just assumption about someone, I want you to write it down and switch it and be like, why am I thinking this? Okay, what can I do to turn this into and shift this into something more positive? So instead of going in and thinking what is wrong with this person, think what is great about this person? What can I find out that's great about this person? It will change your dating life, I promise. Okay, so break those negative patterns. What are they? Identify them, journal them, shift it into something positive. Break the negative patterns. This will help your communication so much, you know, more than, and it will help also create more authentic conversations, just those real raw conversations where people don't feel judged by what they tell you. They can be more open with you. You can be more open with them. Okay. Number five, just say it. What are you thinking? What are you feeling about this relationship? Just say it to that person. It can be hard as heck to do that. But if you're not filling the relationship and this person's not for you, stop wasting both of your time. Okay? Just say it. I don't feel a connection and with us, or I don't feel like this is the right time for me to date, or I don't feel like we have the common values that I'm looking for. Be authentic. Just say it. Oh my gosh, just say it. I wish, just like imagine me like sitting on your shoulder and you want to say something to this date. Imagine me saying, just say it. Dang it, just say it. You know? Because the thing is, a lot of times people don't say it and they waste, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your energy because then you're like thinking about constantly, oh, I need to tell them this, or how am I going to tell them this? Or, oh my gosh, they're texting me again. What do I do? Well, if you just said it, then they wouldn't be texting you unless they're like, just don't get the message. You have to be clear with what you want. People cannot read your mind. Men cannot read your mind, women. You have to say it. You have to say exactly to the point, no sugarcoating it, just say it, okay? So that's number five. So let's go over that again. First, I want number one, journal your feelings out. Get it all out on paper. Number two, commit to true connection. Number three, be honest. Number four, and no game playing either. Number four, break those negative patterns. And number five, just say it. Just say it. It's kind of like the movie The Notebook where he's like, what do you want? Or I think that's what he says. Same thing. Men just want to know what we want. Just be honest, authentic. I'm telling you, like, that one of the number one things that men tell me when I'm asking what they want in their perfect match, they say they want a woman that is authentic. She says what she, you know, wants to say to them. She's authentic. She's open. She's honest. She doesn't play games. So they know where they stand. They know, you know, what this woman wants. Men just want to know what's on, you know, like, I'm not saying brain dumb, but they want to just, they just want you to say it. No playing games. And the men that play games, why are you dating them anyway? You remember, you're looking for that high quality value, high value man. So you have to think like that high value man thinks. He wants you to be authentic. Okay, I hope that helped. Let me know how it goes. And you all take that advice and do that on your next date. I want you to start now. Don't wait. You will start to see shifts in how your dating life goes. You will start to date more successfully when you start taking that action. Don't just write it down and don't do anything with it. Put a reminder in your phone. Put post-its wherever you can see them. I want you to start making those shifts in your dating life so that you can be successful and find the partner of your dreams. Love you guys. Have a great night.